Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. I'm going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, strongly encourage you to download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, our website. Carry it with you 24/7, wherever you go, and listen to your favorite show on Devil Radio. At the end of the last hour, I mentioned something that's not correct. I want to clarify it. Jacob Blake was shot in the back a bunch of times. He did not die. There's not a death. However, he was paralyzed. And that's a terrible way to live your life. It was uncalled for. It was excessive. And prosecutions in this state chickened out, prosecutors. Something's got to be done. That's why we get a new U.S. attorney. That should be looked at again in front of a grand jury. Jacob Blake is not dead, but sadly, he's paralyzed for life, apparently paralyzed for life. Okay, we're going to get back. You know, this Republican Senate always amazes me, but there's a new kind of atrocity that they say every day. Marsha Blackburn, not well-known Republican member of the Senate from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, but a Trump devotee, right down the line, full frontal Trump, 24/7 Trump. She jumped on the bandwagon to troll Dr. Fauci. Now, first of all, here's what she said, and then I cannot understand why Republicans spend so much time attacking Dr. Fauci in such personal terms. But here's what she says. She said, quote, in a tweet, "While America suffered, Fauci wrote a book," end quote. While America suffered, Fauci wrote a book. Oh, really? While America suffered, Blackburn wrote a book. She released a bad book, her own book in September, right in the middle of the COVID. Dr. Fauci has done a book. He also has fully done his duties. And it was the Republicans and Trump who mocked him about masks, mocked him about vaccines. Trump got the vaccine in private. Trump spread COVID. He refused to follow the CDC guidelines and Dr. Fauci's advice, made fun of Dr. Fauci. Another guy, Peter Navarro, trade rep for Trump, said that Fauci is a sociopath. You know, only sociopaths accuse other people of being sociopaths. Talk about sociopaths. Let's start with Trump. Let's start with some of the Republican senators. There's another Republican conservative commentator said that Fauci should be in prison. Now, Blackburn said, well, while America suffered, he wrote a book, as if what? You know, Nero fiddled while Rome burned, that kind of thing. Look, Blackburn wrote a book, bad book, didn't do anything about the pandemic. Why are they going after Fauci? Fauci is an expert on infectious diseases. Fauci was silenced by Trump, wouldn't let him give interviews after a while. Trump is the one that knew exactly how bad this was. You know, back in February of 2020, he knew about how bad it was, lied about it, knew that it wasn't just the flu. And the estimates, which I think are pretty much on the money, are that there have been about 500,000 deaths in the United States. 40% of them were avoidable if Trump had exercised rudimentary leadership, urged masks early on, social distancing, didn't make fun of it. When he got COVID himself, he appears on a balcony, rides in a car without a mask, makes it a manliness thing. Two of his sons get it. Giuliani gets it. They all get it. It's not Fauci. The problem is the Republican Party and their leadership. The problem is the Republican Party. And they pick on Fauci because he's a very good guy, gentlemanly. He doesn't attack Trump even now. He'll say some cheerful, oblique things that are humorous. going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
It's just tragic. Before I forget, I meant to mention this, like last week, the week before. I actually saw Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was in school, because he was in school in UW-Superior when I was there. I saw him in the business building a couple of times walking in the hallway. So he's a big guy.
Right.
But getting to this whole, because you talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger going to school up there.
Yeah, no, I did in a prior show. I'm glad you called that in. Glad to hear you're a graduate of UW-Superior. It's a great campus. And one of trivia things I sometimes throw out is, who's the least person you'd expect to go to school in UW-Superior is Arnold Schwarzenegger. It really was. I've been in Superior a number of times. I have friends up there, and I'll tell you what, seeing Arnold Schwarzenegger walking down the street up there, and this is when he was in his 20s. So he was Mr. Bodybuilder and all that, was a very big deal. I'm glad you saw him, Mark. Thanks for calling in. So what's on your mind today?
Well, the whole thing of accusing Dr. Fauci and the whole, it was invented in the Wuhan lab. These guys, people have, I'm not a scientist, you know, except just tangentially, I follow it, and viruses mutate, and that's evolution is, you know, the nefarious MTG, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Evolution does occur because viruses mutate, and that's how we have gotten some of these horrible diseases we've had over the thousands of years, like the Black Death, you know, apparently came from horse pox, the jump to the human population. And yeah, perhaps this virus did escape from the Wuhan lab. We're not sure. You know, maybe there's improper protocols taken in trying to research this disease, but it wasn't invented in that lab to infect the world, because otherwise China would not have infected their own people with this thing. And if Trump hadn't pulled our teams out of the labs in China, where they were helping out and observing, we'd know whether it was or not. And for Mr. Lindsey Graham, this was it's something you guys have concocted to try to help Donald Trump and try to say, well, Donald Trump would have won if this. Well, if Comey would have been honest and said, we're investigating Trump for Russia connections back in 2016 and released that information prior to the election, maybe the election outcome in 2016 would have been different. You know, that the Republicans are maybe shut up and accept the fact that Joe Biden is our president, and they're lucky he's not like Donald Trump, because otherwise some of these guys would have people pounding on their doors, threatening to drag them out and hang them by their neck like Trump did in his little insurrection. I mean, that it just, it's
yeah,
tragic.
You're making a lot of good points, and let me just follow up on a couple of them, quite good. First of all, on Fauci and Lindsey Graham says, well, if the Wuhan thing had come out earlier, Trump would have won. He wouldn't have won. He lost by 7 million votes. Are you kidding me? But the second point is, why this obsession with Fauci? I mean, why one guy will go, he's a sociopath. Somebody else will say he should be in prison. And the third one says it's all his fault because he wrote a book. This kind of stuff demeans what's left of the Republican Party. I mean, and they're picking somebody who doesn't really fight back. You know, he doesn't have a sharp tongue, and no one knew him before all this happened. And so maybe he's an easy target, but the truth of the matter is, and listen to this, 40% of the deaths were avoidable, according to experts, if early on we had taken the correct protective measures, had a president who urged masks, urged social distancing. And frankly, the same thing could have happened with SARS and Ebola under Obama, except when it crept up in Africa, one of them, he sent experts there immediately to contain it. And here, Trump did not send experts immediately to China to help contain it. And secondly, he got rid of the pandemic task force in the government. Everything he did contributed to the deaths. There are a little over 500. Let's, for the sake of arithmetic, say there were 500,000 deaths. It's actually closer to 600,000, but say, let's call it 500,000. 40% of 500,000 is 200,000. 200,000 people would not have died but for Donald Trump. So I don't want to hear anybody be talking about Fauci being a sociopath in prison, writing a book or whatever. The sociopaths were in charge of the government, and the sociopaths killed 200,000 people that didn't have to die. Very possible this came out of a lab in Wuhan. I agree with Mark of the Sack. I don't think that was deliberate. They lost a lot of people too. But what it does show is you can have terrorists around the world. You know, a biology lab is a lot easier to build than a nuclear bomb lab. And if you get these people experimenting with different kinds of toxic things, they can bring them in a vial in their coat pocket on an airplane to a civilized part of the world and just spread it. That's why it's important to crack down on these groups and to just to make sure that something like that doesn't happen. China, in my view, didn't do it on purpose, but China, in my view, covered it up. I believe that, concealed it, made it very, very difficult to arrest it. But I'm just tired of the attacks on Dr. Fauci. I kind of like Dr. Fauci, but even if I didn't like Dr. Fauci, he's an epidemiologist, expert on infectious diseases. He's in good faith, gives good advice, and saying things like he is a sociopath, he belongs in prison, he shouldn't have written any book. Give me a break. Give me a break. At least he wrote his own book. Blackburn had a staffer do it, probably. Okay, the lines are lighting up. Do not hang up. I'll get to you after the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Right back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.